And we have to recognize the role of the pundits in this, in our continuous confusion about what's the real deal behind that word economy and market. When Popper's said, and you can read this quote in Revealing Division, the PDF of which you can download free from the NAS to End Work website, and I'm quoting from page 10. This is Karl Popper from page 147 in his book, The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. Quote, for a full justification of the demand that the philosophers should rule, we must therefore proceed to analyze the tasks connected with the city's preservation. We know from Plato's sociological theories that the state, once established, will continue to be stable as long as there is no split in the unity of the master class. The bringing up of that class is, therefore, the great preserving function of the sovereign, and a function which must continue as long as the state exists. How far does it justify the demand that a philosopher should rule? The great importance which Plato attaches to a philosophical education of the rulers must be explained by reasons purely political. The main reason I can see, and this is Karl Popper talking, is the need for increasing to the utmost the authority of the rulers. Thus, Plato's philosophical education has a definite political function. It puts a mark on the rulers, and it establishes a barrier between the rulers and the ruled. And I'm going to interject here. So there's no mystery that almost all of us underclass feel that we're not smart enough. That's by design. That's intended. Continuing with Popper. It puts a mark on the rulers, and it establishes a barrier between the rulers and the ruled. This has remained a major function of higher education, and higher is in quotes. Popper didn't buy it, nor do I. A major function of so-called higher education down to our own time. Platonic wisdom is acquired largely for the sake of establishing a permanent class rule. It can be described as political medicine, quote unquote, giving mystic powers to its possessors, the medicine men, unquote. Now that's a beautiful quote. I wish I had been given that quote when I was first trying to figure out this mess we were born into called class. Because I initially trusted my body, what I could see around me, what my mind and body united told me. And then I went to higher education. And it did its job. It told me, no, you're on the wrong track. You're never going to get a job believing that. So when he talks about this philosophical education creating a barrier between the ruler and the ruled, it is the pundit class around us today and across the centuries that is the physical manifestation of that barrier. The pundit class creates the complexity, the endless linear iterations of rational and philosophical logic that serves as shield or thought cover for the ruling elite. And in order to resist this process of power holding our eyes, we have to resist this, that thought cover. We can't let them hold our eyes. And so this seemingly complex work of power's pundits, their hired guns, must be ignored. So these pundits, they aren't bothered. They feel powerful because they're using not their full gifts, but what they're told are their full gifts. Because linear thought, memorization, and regurgitation of facts is rewarded. Regurgitation of facts and devotion to thinking the thoughts we are fed from birth is valued by power above all else. This gets back to their insistence on being the ones who assign the value. And how can they do that? without a market in our gifts, of our gifts, in our gifts, without hoarding money to determine what gets rewarded and what doesn't. So the economy, quote unquote, in being a value assigning mechanism, is simultaneously a ranking mechanism, a mechanism for erecting that necessary barrier called the pundit class. And to this, add total control of the airwaves, the thoughts we literally get to hear in our ears. And then you have we the people pretty much herded.